Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 19th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles recognized as a just-served city. County Sheriff's Office releases video incident involving protesters and ICE agents. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The city of Paso Robles has been recognized as a Just Serve city. This recognition and acknowledgement comes from Just Serve, a global volunteerism platform sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Just Serve recognizes Paso Robles for its exceptional commitment to volunteerism and effective collaboration between community members and city staff. The award was presented by Floyd Butterfield during the city council meeting on Tuesday. He highlighted several large-scale volunteer projects in particular for the city, including volunteers spreading mulch at Larry Moore Park, about 130 volunteers simultaneously at Centennial Park and Uptown Family Park, and 20 Paso Robles High School students completing a mulch project at Veterans Park in October. It is one of the 150 cities across the nation to receive this recognition. Volunteerism is deeply woven into the fabric of Paso Robles, Butterfield concluded. The County Sheriff's Office released two videos on their social media page depicting an incident on Sunday involving a group of protesters and ICE agents. In the video, the protesters can be seen and heard swearing at the ICE officers, flipping them off, and holding various protest signs. The second video has them chanting, "ICE out of slow." The County Sheriff's Office says they are sharing this video to remind the public that this type of behavior is unacceptable and unlawful under Penal Code 602.1. The sheriff's office says employees should not be subjected to disturbances, obscene behavior, or foul language while carrying out their duties. Nipomo man arrested for sexually assaulting children. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The County Sheriff's Office responded to a report earlier this week regarding a child sexual abuse allegation. The Sheriff's Office conducted an investigation immediately, and two victims were identified, both females under the age of 14. The Sheriff's Office identified the suspect as 67-year-old Victor Manuel Villamedina of Nipomo and say the sexual abuse began years ago. The Sheriff's Office arrested Villamedina on Wednesday for multiple counts of lewd acts with a child under the age of 14, sexual penetration with a victim 10 years or younger, and aggravated sexual assault of a minor by force. The Atascadero Police Department will be holding a DUI checkpoint tonight. The checkpoint will start at 6 p.m. and go through 2 a.m. on Saturday, December 20th. The DUI checkpoint will be held at an undisclosed location chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Checkpoints are conducted to promote public safety by taking suspected impaired drivers off the road. The Atascadero Police Department also reminds the public that driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal, and some prescription medications and over-the-counter drugs may interfere with driving. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin a prescribed burn today at Huasna Ranch. The burn will go through 679 acres of vegetation used to enhance natural resources, reduce fuel loading, improve rangeland production, and diversifying vegetation structure. San Miguel's 35th annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m. Hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department, this beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and all sorts of holiday cheer. After the parade, you can meet Santa at the fire station. Toys for kids and hot chocolate for adults will be served. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Seahawks beat the Rams 38-37. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Chargers and Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders and Texans in the afternoon, and the Bengals and Broncos and Dolphins in the evening. In the NBA, yesterday, the Suns over the Warriors 99-98. The Lakers beat the Jazz 143-135. The Trailblazers over the Kings 134-133. The Thunder beat the Clippers 122-101. Tonight, the Spurs will face the Hawks. The Bulls will go against the Cavaliers. The Thunder will face the Timberwolves. And the Heat will go against the Celtics. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News. Today's the deadline for the Justice Department to release the files it has on Jeffrey Epstein. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee releasing another batch of photographs from Epstein's estate Thursday. California's Robert Garcia is the committee's ranking Democrat.
Should be able to make judgments on their own as to what they see in these photos. For us, this is about transparency.
House and Senate passing a bill compelling the Justice Department to release its files on the convicted sex offender. In Stockton, organizations and church leaders unite to support victims of the November 29th mass shooting that left four people dead, offering resources and urging the community to focus on healing.
Violence caused by disinvestment will not have the final word. Fear will not define our neighborhoods.
Efforts being made to provide those directly impacted with whatever they need. California, with five destinations ranked among the best places to visit in 2026. U.S. News ranking Yosemite as the top-rated destination. San Francisco, Big Sur, Lake Tahoe, and San Diego also made the list. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Experience holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. This Saturday, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic this Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pie, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Young farmers and ranchers from across California convened December 6th through 7th in Anaheim for the 2025 California Young Farmers and Ranchers State Conference, where agricultural leaders underscored the need to strengthen grassroots involvement and cultivate the next generation of industry advocates. We need diverse voices and perspectives to help shape our future, not only the future of Farm Bureau, but of California agriculture as a whole, said California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas, a Glenn County farmer and rancher. Our young farmers and ranchers are an important feeder for our County Farm Bureau boards and for the leadership of the California Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on northbound Highway 41 just north of Poco Road. CHP says that this was a solo vehicle incident where a vehicle hit a tree, appearing to have spun out of the roadway. CHP has a unit at the scene. Traffic in the area is not significantly impacted. Again, there's a solo vehicle incident with no injuries on Highway 41 north just north of Poco Road. CHP has a unit at the scene. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price, whether it's home, auto, life, or business. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Fog this morning, then partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-60s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight, with lows right around 44, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Sunday, continuing all the way through Friday. 80% chance of rain on Tuesday, about a 65% chance on Wednesday, 75% on Thursday, 50% chance of showers on Friday. Low 60 Sunday, continuing to Thursday next week, and 61 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and foggy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner Aluminum Extension Ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. Oracle shares are up 5.5%. ByteDance, the China-based owner of TikTok, has agreed to allow a group of investors, including Oracle, to control its U.S. operations. ConAgra, which makes Hunt's, Bird's Eye brands, and many others, says sales declined in its recent quarter. Chief Executive Sean Connolly says the company continues to face a challenging consumer environment, though the stock opened up 1%. RV maker Winnebago Industries made a profit in the recent quarter. It was helped by sales of new models of motorhomes and towable RVs, and Winnebago shares are up 18%. FedEx earnings topped expectations, but it is facing higher costs because of the grounding of MD-11 cargo planes, and the stock is lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Thank goodness. It's Pi Day, Rini.
I know. Everybody loves Fry. Wait, what did you say, John?
I said, thank goodness it's Pi Day.
Pi Day?
Exactly. Every Friday is Pi Day. We work hard all week and deserve a scrumptious piece of Lynn's pie. In fact, I'm treating myself to a piece of Olali Berry. I've worked hard and I deserve it.
Really? Well, if the size of that slice equals how hard we work, my piece of raspberry rhubarb would be twice that size.
There you go again. But there's no exaggerating the taste of this handmade Lynn's pie. Mm-mm. You really do make the best pie in the universe, honey.
The universe, John? Now who's exaggerating?
Oh, okay. The planet.
Happy Pie Day, everyone!
You can enjoy Lynn's pies at their farm and restaurants in Cambria, or bake one at home yourself. Find Lynn's ready-to-bake frozen pies at your local market or Costco in the freezer section.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero, your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that magically. 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell twist.
Jingle bells chime in jingle bells time.
Dancing and prancing in jingle bell square. In the frosty air.
The Morning Exchange.
That little thing there is Bobby Rydell and Chubby Checkers doing that back in the early 60s. All right, we have a congratulations. The winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place this week is one Mr. Mike Stein. Mike, you've got 30 days, but you got to subtract for the holidays and so forth and so on. And always call ahead to before you make your jaunt down here. And beware that the speed limit on Spring Street is 25 miles per hour. And when you get on 32nd Street, make sure you have a 4x4 or good tires and shocks on your vehicle because you'll need them. You'll need them. And Chris, you said earlier this week that these Vine Street's going to be changed to 25.
Correct. That was discussed in the city council meeting earlier this week.
Did they say when they're going to do this?
Don't remember. I only caught a glimpse of that because I was listening to just parts of the meeting. You know, I was skimming through it and I was like, oh, Vine Street's going to 25 miles an hour. But they'll roll it out in due time.
I'm sure they will. And so folks, beware of the police. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I have a question. I'm wondering if you or anyone knows the story, the whole story on that giant hotel down there on South Vine. It's just sitting there up there, looks kind of done, but there's really no access that I can see other than that little rinky-dink construction rig.
No, I drove by there yesterday, and I noticed that there was a little bit more completion on it than from, a couple of months ago, and I'm like you, I don't see where the road is, I don't see a road, so I can't answer you fully.
Okay, well, maybe someone out there knows and they'll call in and give us the answer.
Well, what do you think of that project there?
I my gosh. Well, what was that line from Wizard of Oz? We ain't in Kansas anymore. We ain't in Paso Robles anymore when you look at the hotels and wineries and so on. But
well, that one, to me, in particular, stands out because of it. I mean, it's just right in your face. A lot of the other ones are, you know, pretty nice looking.
Well, yes, I would agree. However, I would also bring up the Ava Hotel, which is beautiful. It's spectacular looking, but talk about right in your face. I mean, it's right there.
Are you, you're talking about the one next to the police station?
Yes, yes.
You know, it's funny because, you know, when we go to big cities, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get in these very nice hotels, cost a lot of money and so forth and so on. But because I drive by there every Saturday morning after going to the post office, and I think, man, wouldn't you like to pay $400 a night for a room and have the railroad tracks right there?
No, thank you. No, thank you. I'll pass.
I mean, you know, because you can see the dining or whatever that thing is in there, and it looks very nice, you know, when you peek in.
Oh, agreed. It's beautiful. But it's just, I mean, it's just so close to the street. Now, if it was out there at the, you know, what we were talking about on South Vine, where it's off at a distance somewhat, you know, it would show off better. It would be, in my opinion, a much better location. Other than, like, what started this conversation, how the heck do you get to the thing? How do you get away from there driving?
I don't know. But, you know, even with that one up there, I'm thinking the same thing. I'm going to be spending a lot of money to spend the time here. And what's my view? My view is of Highway 101 of cars and trucks.
That's true.
Well, I mean, you know, people have a choice. By the way, sir, I don't want to get too personal with you, but just for the heck of it, what's the most you ever spent at a stay in a hotel for one night?
Oh, well, I'm not much of a traveler, for sure. We're not, my wife and I. So I don't even think we ever reached $200.
Far
less.
Well, $200, I don't know if where you can go now for that, but would you maybe splurge once or twice?
My wife is shaking her head no.
All right, well, that takes you off the hook then. if the wife is doing that, then you're okay.
I can keep my money in my pocket, can't I?
Well, yeah, that's good for you and good for her too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Chris.
I'm guessing you're going to ask me what the most I've spent on in a hotel room is.
Yeah. And what would you do you ever get or you have had the urge to go, well, you know, I'm going to go for this instead because it's $50 more, and you know, whatever it may be.
I honestly don't remember the most I've spent on a single hotel room, mostly because, you know, when I go and travel, I split it with people, so the original price isn't hanging my head all that much. But honestly, my limit is about $300 to $450 a night. If I have to spend more than that, then I'll just take something else.
Well, in many cases, well, not in many cases, and that figure seems like a lot to people who don't go, but it's going to depend on what city you go to as well.
Right, and I'm saying that, like, that's my upper limit. I'd prefer to stay around the $200 range personally, but, you know, depending on where I go or, like, how prices look, if I have to, sure.
Okay, so the recent trip I took to Maryland, it's on the waterfront, which... Okay, when you see something waterfront, you're going to, you know, more than likely have to pay more money.
Right.
All right, and this was for my nephew's wedding, and there was an option for, you know, to keep everything close because all the events were right within the same, you know, within, gosh, 50 yards. And I decided to go less. I would say that 90% of the people that came in from out of town stayed at the Four Seasons. I stayed at the Marriott right across, I mean, literally right across the street. And the difference in the room price was $100 a night. Okay. The Four Seasons was not much more upscale, but it was very, very nice. The Marriott was a Marriott. It was okay. But, you know, what I thought about it is, well, I didn't want to pay the... I wanted to pay $100 less and and the convenience. But the other thing is, what was I going to do in the room?
Yeah, that's fair. Sometimes you got to think about the fact, like, hey, these rooms look nice, but personally, when I'm out traveling, I'm just literally staying the night there. Like, I wake up in the morning, I go out to the actual city or place that I'm meant to go to, and I come back at like 9 or 10 p.m., go to bed, and start all over again.
Right.
The room is irrelevant.
Right. That's the way I look at it is, okay, so I'll get up, you know, get cleaned up and go out and come back, change, then go to the event, then come home and go to bed. That's it. The beds are nice and everything like that. And the accommodations and the people were very, very nice. As a matter of fact, both places, they have this old thing called the doorman, where they would open the doors for you, which I thought was kind of goofy. I mean, it was refreshing, but kind of goofy because half of the doors on both these places were automatic. but they had these, you know, doormen there anyway. But it was a nice experience and so forth. So, and I think maybe the most ever spent, maybe 300
per night.
I think maybe 250 or 300.
That makes sense. Honestly, saving just $50 per night really adds up, because, you know, if you're staying for a whole weekend, that's about $150 saved.
Well, then also you got to take into consideration, you know, you got to buy food.
Right.
All right. So that adds to it. Although this Marriott did not have a microwave. But the Four Seasons, I spent some time there with my brother and his wife and some other folks, and they not only had a microwave, but they also had this, was not a little kitchen, but it was something similar to it. So
maybe, that's pretty good.
It depends on how long you're going to stay there. You know, like, again, this was just two nights I stayed there. So, both nights we were having our food anyway at the event, so I didn't need to go out to dinner. And Linda already had packed me some Raisin Bran, so all I needed to do was get milk. The only thing, there was no place convenient to buy beer.
I was going to say, the hotel that I stayed in Houston had complimentary breakfast, and I don't know if I can go without that now.
All right. Now, was it a breakfast, or was it just, you know, toast and coffee and bagels or something?
It was breakfast. It changed each day, but, you know, they had a selection of, you know, scrambled eggs. One day they had sausage patties. Other day they had bacon. There was a waffle machine as well where you could make your own waffles. Oatmeal as well, selection of cereal. One day they had just fully prepared breakfast sandwiches, you know, with an English muffin, sausage patty, eggs, and cheese just right there for you to pick up. It was great.
Yeah. go to this one up in Northern California. It's a Holiday Inn Express. And one of the reasons, because it has a pool. And I always like to go swimming no matter what time of the year, because it's an indoor pool. And the other is, but they have that breakfast. And one of the things... And they have the same thing, you know. They've got the eggs, they got the sausage, they got the bacon, they got pancakes, and then they have the fruits and then the cereals. I can't recall seeing anybody at one of these things sitting down and having a bowl of cereal. All I see is people just loaded up
on eggs and
bacon and sausage and so forth like that.
I mean, if it's there, you may as well. Cholesterol be damned.
Right. You're out to enjoy yourself, and kind of it's built into the price, so you might as well take advantage of it. So, all right, let's see here. On the email, the Ava Hotel rooms are up to $500 a night. It's a Hilton hotel. All right, again, if people want to, if they can afford it and they want to do it, it's their choice. Let's see here on the text. Looking forward to Christmas shopping downtown and not paying for parking. All right. Well, that's good. That's been a while here. What else do we have? There was something on here. Nope. You know what? You talk about splurging. I wanted to, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. And this had to do with the famous hotel in San Diego, the Hotel Del Coronado. And it's magnificent. And it's, some of you may remember or know of it from the movie Some Like It Hot. But it's on Coronado Island there. And one of the reasons why, well, when Linda and I went down to San Diego a few years ago, I wanted to stay there. Because my mother and father, my brother and sister, and their, husbands and wives, they all stayed there. So it was, almost not so much a family thing to me, but I would like to be at least one of the family and said, oh, yeah, I was there. Instead of, hey, Kevin, when you were in San Diego, where did you stay? Well, we stayed at the Motel 6. All right, you loser. Anyway, I checked on the price. And it was like $800 a night.
Oof. No, 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 no.
And I don't even know if I even brought it up to Linda because I knew what the answer was going to be. But, because again, it's one of these things where this is once in a lifetime thing. I'm going to go ahead and do this.
I understand, but at the same time, is the hotel room, for once-in-a-lifetime events, that important? I'd say the event's more important.
I don't know, because we didn't do it.
Fair enough.
And I just couldn't bring myself to do that, Linda aside. So what we did is we drove over there and just walked through the hotel. We were like tourists looking at a hotel. And we ended up in this flop house in just a little bit outside of downtown San Diego. And it was, shall we say, it was very interesting watching some of the people come in and out of the parking lot. We got our, I guess in this sense, we got our money's worth. I don't know how many times the police showed up looking for people. It was, oh, God, awful. Anyway, we do things like that. All right, folks, we are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Sheriff's Office released two videos on their social media page depicting an incident on Sunday involving a group of protesters and ICE agents. In the video, protesters can be seen swearing at ICE agents, flipping them off, and chanting ICE out of slow. The sheriff's office says they are sharing this video to remind the public this behavior is unacceptable and unlawful. The city of Paso Robles has been recognized as a Just Serve City from Just Serve, a global volunteerism platform sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This recognizes Paso Robles for its exceptional commitment to volunteerism and effective collaboration between community members and city staff. It is one of 150 cities across the nation to receive this recognition. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog this morning, partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, it's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. A homeless man named John unravels the mystery. With a suspect in both the Brown University shootings and the MIT professor's murder found dead of suicide in a New Hampshire storage facility as police closed in. Once they knew his name, his rental car was hard to track.
We got a main plate and we got a Florida plate on the same car in New Hampshire.
Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Naranta, but the homeless former Brown student had confronted the suspect casing the building and posted his rental car info on Reddit. Then informed police. The suspect went to school with the MIT professor and once attended Brown. Country music star Jelly Roll has been pardoned for past felony cocaine possession by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee. Jason DeFord changed his life and used his musical fame as Jelly Roll to fight the heartbreak of fentanyl. Governor Lee calls his story remarkable, redemptive, and powerful. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
Get into the spirit of the Garden Lights and Winter Nights in downtown Atascadero. Sunken Gardens is glowing with thousands of sparkling lights in the beautiful trees, creating the perfect winter paradise. Festive shopping, great food, warm drinks, and holiday fun throughout downtown. Thanks to the sponsors, City of Atascadero, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, Sousa Construction, plus Avila Traffic Safety, 3CE, H&R Block, and PG&E. Come celebrate the season at downtown Atascadero. Find all the details at visitatascadero.com.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
I may have forgotten to mention that coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it is Darcy and Kenny on Sound Off. And tomorrow morning, we will have Pure Country. Diane cannot make it into the country store, but Jimmy will be here. So enjoy that. And for the 2 hours minus the country store, I've put together some things having to do how Music City became Music City, Nashville. And then there's a really nice special I have for you. And the first hour is on Dolly, Linda Ronstadt, and Emily Lou Harris, known as the trio. So enjoy that, and Diane will be back next week on The Country Store. All right, as we move along on the Friday edition.
North County weather.
And it is brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, let's see here. We've had some heavy fog this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. Couple of clear skies for a while tonight and overnight, then fog developing late, overnight lows in the low to mid-40s, and then partly cloudy later in the day on Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Sunday, we will have clouds, definitely low 60, same on Monday. Now, Tuesday, we're going to have this has changed again. 75% chance of rain later on Tuesday, again, low 60s, then we go down to about a 50 or 60% chance of rain for your Christmas Eve. And for Christmas, we're back up to 75% chance of rain, low 60s, and maybe some more rain, about 50 to 55% chance a week from today, low 60s. Today's UV index will be 2 up and down, 7:08 a.m., 4:53 p.m., and we were at 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, HutchHeatingAndAir.com. All right, let's move right across here. Let's see. My robocard says to do this.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at a reasonable price. The Templeton's Women's Charitable Club, TWCC. And they are expanding their annual scholarship program thanks to the continued generosity of the community. And, of course, this continues in 2026. They will award 3 $2,500 scholarships to graduating seniors from Templeton High School or Templeton Independent Study High School. That's an increase from 2 scholarships previously awarded. And if you'd like to help out in any way or becoming a part of the TWCC for its upcoming year, then please, you can stop by Upscale Resale in Templeton
or you can go online. It is Templeton Women's Club at gmail.com. Okay, also, I mentioned this, but it's coming up. So blood donations are vital not only for the entire year, but particularly through the holiday season. And there is one coming up, if you can help out, at the La Quinta Inn in Paso Robles on the 23rd. That's this coming Tuesday from 9 until 1. And in Atascadero on the 27th, that's a Sunday, from 11 till 2. And again, blood is needed throughout, so something to consider. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Dinner Wednesday through Sunday, lunch every day, and brunch, of course, on the weekends. All righty, let's see here. We have 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, just one block north of the park, and they got state-of-the-art repair, and they'll take care of you. Just go in there. Beautiful jewelry and, like I said, exceptional, exceptional service. Let's see here. We have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Oh, we're all on the same page here. No flipping. Let's see. All right, here we go. Tom Erskine Jr., Christopher Harris, Alondra Gilmore, Monica Cisneros, Andrew Ray, Kay Pratt, Lara Butterfield St. Louis, Michael Bonds. We also have Ryan Stacy Branham, John Hollenbeck, Cindy Moore Liggett, Brian Baugh, former Bearcat, Jason Brink. We have Mrs. Wiebe's, should I say better half? Tom Wiebe, Charlotte Johnson Bewley, Jim Kozlovich, says resident here since 1978. Chris and Edie Montero. We go to Sunday, and we have Don Mazie, Diane Hance, H. William Trampagon, Summer Stofeli, Stofire, something like that, close enough, Lee Robinson, Corey Holstead, Dakota Miranda, Mark Chiampi, and Ed and Sherry Surrett. All righty. Happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, it's quite a list today from what I remember seeing early this morning, and you will be surprised, by the way. Let's see here. Who is Ford Frick, former baseball commissioner, 1894, 1978, Leonid Brezhnev, Russian leader, 1906, 1982, the singer and actress, cabaret, Edith Piaf, 1915, 1963, may the bird of paradise fly up your nose. Little Jimmy Dickens, 1920, 2015. David Susskind, 1920, 1987. Doug Harvey, played in the NHL, 1927, 1989. Very good actress, Cicely Tyson, 1924, 2021. I had no idea that she was that lady in Green Fried Tomatoes or Fried Green Tomatoes, whatever the movie was, until a couple of years ago. That's a good movie. Again, she died in 2021. Here you go. He went to high school with Doak Walker. They're both in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What are the chances of two high school guys? That's amazing. Bobby Lane, 1926, 1986. One of the great baseball players, Hall of Famer. Al K. Line, 1934, 2020. Tony Taylor, not a bad infielder with the Phillies primarily. He was born in 1935, died in 2020. Phil Oakes, a folk singer, songwriter, 1940, 1976. Earth, Wind, and Fire drummer, Maurice White, 1941, 2016, from the University of Kentucky, played for the New England Patriots, the tight end, Bob Windsor, 1942. Alvin Lee, 10 years after, 1944, 2013. The great show, WKRP in Cincinnati. Tim Reed, 1944, Zal Yavosky from The Lovin' Spoonful. He was born in 1944, passed away in 2002. John McEwen, he was a very, very good musician, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and others. Foggy, some other things. 1945, Robert Urich, Spencer for Hire, 1946, 2002. Janie Fricke, that's not country music, but she was CMA Vocalist of the Year in 1947. This guy was really good. Kevin McHale, basketball, 1957. Another Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the best ever, Reggie White, 1961-2004, from Procol Harum. Josh Phillips, 1962. I see, I don't believe that that's correct. Procol Harum had the hit Whiter Shade of Pale in, what, 1967? And it's saying here that this guy was born in 1962. I'm not believing he was 5 years old and drumming for Procol Harum, anyway. Jennifer Beals, 1963. Mike Fetters, not a bad pitcher, 1964. Another Pro Football Hall of Famer, Randall McDaniel, played primarily with the Vikings, 1964. Let's see here. Who else? This guy was a good basketball player, too. Tom Gugliotta, 1969. Let's see. Who else? Alyssa Milano, she's the actress, 1972. This guy's last name fits him, Warren Sapp, 1972. Jake Plummer, Jake the Snake, 1974, quarterback. And who else do we have here? Mo Williams, again, not a bad hoopster, 1982. All right, let's see here. Who passed away on this day? something popped up on this list. It was kind of funny. It had a picture of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. let's see here. Who did pass away on this day as we get to it? Looking. All right, here. Oh, Hope Lang, the actress, the ghost in Mrs. Muir. She died in 2003. And who else passed away? The human caterpillar, Prince Aradion. Circus performer. He was limbless. Best known for his ability to roll cigarettes with his lips. He was born without arms or legs. And he was also able to paint and write by holding a brush with his lips. And he can shave himself by securing a razor. Anyway, he worked for Barnum. He died in 1934, and right after that, another one on the list here is the Camel Girl, Ella Harper. She was known as the Camel Girl. She was born with a condition that caused her knees to bend backwards. She made the equivalent of $5,000 a week working for Barnum. She died in 1921. Jeez. Who else died? Michael Clark of the Birds, 1993, and is there anybody else? That is it. All right, going to the top of the list today. This is going to surprise you because I went back. I was aware of him. This guy was pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. As I mentioned, he was a teammate of Doak Walker in high school. They went their separate ways. Doak went to SMU. Bobby Lane went to Texas. And when he went to Texas, he was amazing. Absolutely amazing. He kind of, well, you might say he put the Texas program on the map, having an outstanding career there. He did not win the Heisman Trophy, but he was drafted number three overall, like Doak Walker was a year later. But not only as an outstanding football player, he was also arguably the best player ever at University of Texas in baseball. He was a pitcher. In conference games, he was 28-0. He pitched two no-hitters, and I forget what his career record is, but I don't know if he lost more than four games or something like that. Overall, when he played baseball at Texas, they were 60-10 and 41-2 in conference. Yes, there was interest for him to play Major League Baseball, but he didn't want to spend a lot of time in the minor leagues, so he went to the Detroit Lions. Well, first the Bears, and then eventually the Lions. He ended up a three-time NFL champion. And again, you have to consider the times they played in, so the stats are a little misleading, but he's in both the Pro and College Football Hall of Fame.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Atascadero Police Department will be holding a DUI checkpoint tonight. The checkpoint starts at 6 p.m. and goes through 2 a.m. on Saturday. The department reminds the public that driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin a prescribed burn today at Huasna Ranch, going through 679 acres of vegetation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early today, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
As I mentioned, he was a three-time NFL champion, also six-time Pro Bowler, two-time passing yards leader, passing touchdown leader, completion percentage leader, scoring leader, all-decades team, and just an amazing career. The one and only Bobby Lane to the top. He was only 59. He had to
Well, let's just say he enjoyed himself. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.